Ed was in big trouble. The owing money kind of trouble. In Baltimore in those days, being in debt could get you arrested, and Ed was, and he was. As little as $5 of red ink on somebody else's books could send you to jail. Ed owed $80. And so it was, with a hard prison sentence cold staring him in the face, that Ed did the one thing he had dreaded more than anything else in the world. He wrote a letter to his father. Well, it was his foster father, actually. Ed had been orphaned before he was three, and the two had never been on particularly good terms. Over the years, the rift widened to the point of incommunication, but Paw, as Ed called him, was well off. The money itself would not be missed should he offer it. It remained then in that bleak December for Ed to crash through the barriers of Pride and Prejudice with well-chosen words if he were to avoid hearing the bells of New Year's through prison walls. It was in this spirit of contrition that Ed began his letter to Paul. Quote, I am sure you would not refuse to assist me if you were well aware of the distress I am in. How often you have relieved the distress of a perfect stranger in circumstances less urgent than mine. This was no mere request for a loan. This was an outright, unreserved, unabashed, bended knee plea. Ed goes on, quote, if you wish me to humble myself before you, I am humble. Sickness and misfortune have left me not a shadow of pride. It was a desperate last resort. Ed had tried everything that he could think of to raise the necessary $80, and nothing had worked. Other family members, themselves poor, had petitioned Ed's foster father, assuring him that the young man was otherwise free of debt, that he had always been very kind to them to the extent that his own poverty permitted. Well, the rest of the story is that Pa had indeed put hard feelings aside, had actually written a letter of his own to a businessman in Baltimore instructing him to give Ed the money that he needed and $20 additional to keep him out of further difficulties. But do you know what? For some reason, nobody recalls Pa forgot to mail the letter. No, Ed did not go to jail. It seems a distant cousin, learning of his predicament, raised the cash just in time. But here's the thing that I was leading up to. Ed could have avoided trouble altogether if he could have paid off that two-year-old $80 debt the moment it came due with $100 prize money from a contest. A contest, a short story contest, sponsored by the Philadelphia Saturday Courier. If he could have won that $100 first prize money, he would have had no problem. And Ed knew about the contest, and he did enter the contest. As a matter of fact, he was so eager to try to earn the money that he entered five stories in that contest. All five stories lost. The cash prize, history records, went instead to a Mrs. Della Bacon for a solitary entry called Love's Martyr. Authoress Della Bacon was never heard from again. But the young man who might have bailed himself out of trouble with a good enough story, but who just couldn't write to save his life, became America's master storyteller, Edgar Allan Poe. And now you know the rest of the story.